Greetings and salutations, fine people. I'm Patty Alvarez. Welcome to The Good Soul, a show where we'll have supercharged chats with everyday humans from all walks of life and unpack what in their story will inspire us all. We'll extract the untapped wisdom, distill it, and serve it up to you in all the right ways that will engage, enlighten, and most of all, inspire growth within your soul. I think people are awesome. So join me on this journey through the hearts and minds of ordinary people to uncover the good soul within you. This is The Good Soul. Hello and welcome to The Good Soul. Can you believe we're already on episode 11? It's like, wow, where does the time go? So happy, so thrilled to present to you this week our episode's titled, I Want to Binge with My Baby. Yes.
Right?
Binge meaning binge TV, not binge booze or drugs or anything bad or Twinkies. So welcome, baby, and thank you for being here.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. This is my husband, Manny. For those who you don't know, he will continue to be a regular on the show. It's great to have you.
In and out, in and out.
In and out, yeah, but always in the corner helping and always a strong support system, which is really cool.
Drama best.
It's working.
Right
it's
on.
Working. Thank you. So I want to binge with my baby. I go through these topics in my mind and what are we going to talk about and who are we going to have on? And it hit me a couple days ago when I go onto Facebook, one of my favorite posts to read is the comments. What should I watch next? It's always really exciting. It's such a hot topic in the lobby at the studio here. So I thought it might be fun. So for those of you who don't know, my husband has multiple sclerosis, which is something we absolutely positively manage well, specifically him.
Do the best we can.
Do the best we can. He's strong. He's brave. And we adapt. And part of our adapting is we unapologetically most nights are home and sometimes in bed before the sun goes down. Twist my arm. So I'm a big time early bird. So this whole thing works for me, our rhythm. But one of the greatest and most enjoyable things we get to do together is we get to binge watch shows together. And I'm sure like most couples.
Very enjoyable.
Really enjoyable.
I like it. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have different categories. Like there's shows that only I like and shows that only he likes. And it's like we hit the lottery when we find a show that we both like. But before we get into all of this stuff, I just want to enlighten you a little bit, my sweet. And of course, everybody at home. Let's talk a little bit about the film industry and the television industry.
Okay.
So storytelling is a virtual human tradition. The desire to binge stories is also a part of what makes us human.
All the way back to the cavemen.
All the way back to the cavemen writing on the walls. Exactly. We're attracted to them. And today, streaming is often defined by superb production and masterful storytelling, such as Peaky Blinders or Game of Thrones or The Handmaid's
Game of Thrones.
Tale. Yes, Succession, another great one. So indulging in this modern storytelling then is a normal normal and fascinating. And believe it or not, as of 2017, and God knows what COVID did to this number, but over half of Americans have reported to be serial bingers. So self-proclaimed serial bingers.
I believe it. What else is easier than just turn on a good flick?
Yeah.
It's just easy. It's there.
And what else is worse when lately they've been slow dripping certain episodes, like me with my Vanderpump every week. I have to wait a whole week to watch the next
Vanderpump
episode.
Thing, I don't know. I don't want to... Yeah. I don't want to ruin your yum, as you would say.
You don't want to yuck my yum.
Yuck your
you
yum.
Yuck
yeah, yeah.
Yum.
I don't want to
yes.
yuck your yum, but
thanks.
Vanderpumps, let's leave it on that side of the room.
Well, we'll get to the whole he said, she said thing. Anyway, but our earliest memories do include these characters. They're a staple. They're an American institution.
No,
they're a
true.
Part of our lives. Yes. TV entered American households in the late 1940s. Before they started entering households, people would watch TV collectively in taverns and bars. There were only four networks to choose from. So NBC, CBS, ABC, and I just learned this morning, DuMont. Which folded in 1955.
Oh, yeah. That was back in... Okay.
Yeah. Yeah so yeah. that was... You were negative 11 years old when DuMont
negative.
Folded.
Very good.
And then in terms of... shows... So the Texas Star Theater with Milton Berle, Ed Sullivan's Toast of the Town, and Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts were the three most popular shows.
Sullivan.
Yes, in the late 40s. And that all kind of spun into variety shows, which So many of what we watch, and from American Idol to
like almost Survivor. Not to say runoffs, but something that's connected somehow, some way to the beginning.
Sure. And all, well, and yes, these are where the roots of our forms of entertainment come. And this is kind of where we might not even be sitting here if it weren't for people like Johnny Carson, Ed Sullivan.
Exactly. I was saying it always gets back to the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's start where kind of within our lifetimes. So you were born in 1966. Along came shows like Sesame Street.
MASH.
Yeah, MASH. Yes. Dee, 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 dee. That was a great show. Great.
Helicopter.
Uh-huh. What was her name? Hotcakes?
Hotcakes.
Or Hot Lips?
Hot Lips.
Was it Hotcakes or Hot Lips?
I'm not positive on Hot, but I know the
Loretta
person.
Swit.
I know the character.
Loretta
yes, Swit. Yes.
Oh, the memories, though. So Fonz and Happy Days. Happy Days got a good run from 1974 to 84. George Jefferson was my hero.
He was a king.
He was the he was best. Funny. Do you know what my nickname was? There were two
moving
nicknames.
Moving on up.
Very good. And he sings. My two nicknames growing up, one was Action, and I know you get that because I'm a ball of energy. But the second one was Wheezy, because that was George Jefferson's wife's name. And I was so obsessed with that show. I used to like walk like
you gotta have them too. That's the story. That's the story.
Yeah.
And that's the whole sitcom that.
It was a fantastic storyline. And funny. That was a spinoff, I think.
Even the way you talk and you bob.
He was the best. he had dry cleaners, right?
Dynamite was another one.
Dynamite, that was Good Times. Yeah, JJ. He's still going. I think he's on a commercial
really?
Right now.
I haven't seen him in so long.
Yeah, he
I
does.
Like
JJ Walker does a commercial right
I
now
like to
for
see it.
I can't remember what it is, but at any rate, Gilligan's Island, Laverne and Shirley, and then we get into things like these sagas. Who Shot JR with Dallas? Ooh, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Knott's Landing. I remember my mother and my sister watching Dynasty.
So many shows.
So many shows. And then daytime soap operas, which I know probably wasn't in your wheelhouse, but Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, who could forget Luke and Laura?
I did.
You did. You didn't remember it. The Luke and Laura song?
I guess I probably do, but I don't watch. I don't watch it.
Crisscross. Think of Laura. Oh my God! I think that's the first time I really felt like real love by way of the airwaves.
Really?
Was the Luke and Laura love story? Oh, it was
like
beautiful.
I said, I didn't get the. I kind of tuned out.
Well, we've talked about this before, and this is a fun difference between Manny and I. He grew up with two brothers, three boys. I grew up with two sisters, three girls. So people always laugh. We talked about this with Sandy last week. Like, you've never seen Star Wars? Well, why the hell would I have ever seen Star Wars? Like, my old school Italian mother wasn't playing Star Wars in our house. That's for sure.
Obviously, they're good.
Yeah, I think Lucas was onto something. He was
Lucas got something, right? That's dang sure.
But I love exploring the different formats that kind of came out. And again, I am no expert, but along came shows like Seinfeld and Friends, where we really, really started
That's
to associate.
When it started,
These
yeah.
people started becoming
social part of life.
Part of our they started becoming our friends.
Yeah.
They truly did. Like, who doesn't feel like they know George Costanza or they know Jerry Seinfeld or they know Jennifer Aniston? I know this full disclosure, and
friends,
I'm sure a lot of people will die when I say that I've never watched a full episode of Friends, which
really?
I was, yeah.
Oh,
I did
like Friends. I thought Friends was all right. It's put together well.
Yeah. No, I've never seen it. So listen, I'm going to cut us off right now. And when we come back, we're going to get into all the new forms of entertainment. HBO Productions, Netflix, Hulu, this whole new format. It's going deep. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to know how much all of you, because I have never tried to add up how much we spend in streaming fees every month, but I know it's a lot more than my
don't even tell me.
Cable bill.
I'll let you take care of that.
Yes. So coming up, new streaming systems and where did we begin getting so hooked? Don't go away. We'll see you back. Welcome back, you. Thank you for being here on The Good Soul, episode 11. We are entitled, I Want to Binge with My Baby.
Ooh,
so that was a play, just a little useless knowledge. That was a play on Madonna, the song Music. when she says, I want to dance with my baby.
Here you go. Your line. Yes. Your line. That's your lane. I don't know about as much of Madonna, but.
Well, I love her. I still love her, but we all have our opinions.
That's right. Give my shot. Hey, she did her thing.
You do you, boo.
That's right. She did her thing. I'm not trying to, but you know what I mean. That's not my genre there.
So we ended up talking about genres like Seinfeld, Friends, where these people really have come into our homes and become part of our families.
Almost knocked on the door.
Yeah. Well,
come
cool.
on in, Friends.
I actually did meet Jerry Seinfeld once.
But you met a lot of people too, girl.
I have.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, we can make
we
an
can
episode.
Go on and on. Yeah, we need an episode with that.
We will.
And I met some too, yeah.
That'll be our next You and I episode. So make a note of that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, then along come productions like what was probably one of the most groundbreaking series in your eyes, and I'll give you a hint.
I'm saying
Spaghetti and Cigars.
Sopranos is mine.
Yes.
Sopranos. I love Sopranos. That really got me going in sitcoms. And
yeah.
I really liked it. After that, it just launched me.
Yeah.
Because you know I love the movie.
Yeah, well, you know? Tony Soprano actually also, James Gandolfini came into my store in Red Bank.
Like I said, they're like Bon Jovi. Yeah. Come on. We could go on and on.
But James Gandolfini was interesting because he looked very young. And actually, kind of like he had this air about him. Like, is he like nervous?
Well, he was a confident man.
Well, you can see how he got like hot mamas because I'll never forget he had a hoodie on and he was at the front of the store.
Big guy too.
He was. He wasn't like
not huge, but he's a big guy. Big.
But he said he was with his sisters, and if anybody knows Italian women, like. His sister came over and she's like, Jimmy, look, they have a Sopranos cookbook. We had a Sopranos cookbook. And my sister walked over and he had his hand in the hoodie and he kind of up down Kelly. And he was like, exactly. And he's like, you know anywhere around here where I could get a good cigar? So she sent him across the street to what was then Ashes.
I remember Ashes. I went in there a couple times.
Yeah.
You know, when I,
Yeah.
No smoke.
A little smoke. Well, now they go. Cigar. Now there's Le Malt in Red Bank. They go to Le Malt. But in the meantime, so that was just a little sidebar. So yes, let's get back on track.
Okay.
The Sopranos, and then along came one of my favorites, 6 Feet Under. Which, if you want to do something really cool, YouTube the ending to the show 6 Feet
really?
Under.
I never watched it really.
It was based on a family. And they owned a funeral home. And the beginning of every episode started with somebody dying.
As a title, 6 Feet Under.
Yeah. And then the whole show is kind of based on their drama and the funeral of the person that died. I mean, I have a vivid memory of one of the episodes where a woman choked. But the coolest part of it, and I'm going to show you this tonight when we get into
We're talking about death. And you're like, the coolest part of it. I know.
But the coolest part is, I'm going to show you this when we get into bed. When the show ended, the last song, and again, YouTube this. It's Sia's song, Breathe Me. And they show every character in the show. And I get goosebumps just talking about it. And every character's death and their lifespan. So it would be, you know, Patty Alvarez, 1972 to hopefully 2085, because we plan on living into the triple digits. But the ending of 6 Feet Under is one of my favorites. Curb Your Enthusiasm, another one.
Yeah, okay, that was
again, we're talking like mid-00s. Curb Your Enthusiasm, I think this season is going to be their last season. Another really fun thing to explore is reality TV, which again, we might not be sitting here.
Okay, now here we go with the reality. You know how I feel about it. It's not real as soon as you put a camera on you. You start changing your attitude. It's not.
Well,
that's just me speaking.
Okay.
That's just me speaking. Now, again, I understand where it's coming from. Take for example, what was the one? The Shore?
Jersey Shore.
Jersey, come on. We know. I lived in Jersey. I lived on the Jersey Shore.
Well, they're not from the Jersey Shore.
Exactly.
They're from Staten Island. Okay,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So is that really?
All right. So here's a good question. Riddle me this then. Are you being yourself right now?
Because you could lose your mind. You know, I'm just talking.
Well, that's what happens when you're on reality.
I don't know that because they cut the shows.
Because he says that every time I love Vanderpump Rules, I love the Kardashians. Every time I watch it, he's like, it's not real. They're acting. But now that's to say, like, are you acting right now?
No, you're kind of being.
Like,
you know, in a way, I'm not acting, but I am. I'm watching my F bombs. You know,
yeah, he's watching his F bombs.
My construction mouth.
Good.
So please, everybody, forgive me.
God. Yes.
It's so long in construction.
So reality kind of kicked into play with The Real World back in 1992. Their first season was in New York City. Eric Neese, who was on in that cast, is actually a local to the Red Bank, New Jersey area where we're from. And we have a lot of mutual friends. His brother actually owned a really cool gym called the Power Center. Yeah. John Neese also played for the NFL for a short time. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Then the Osbournes came along. And I think after the real world, the Osbournes started something really cool.
That was the, yes.
Because
yes.
The Osbournes is like the Kardashians. It's really not the real world. Yeah. I'm the Prince of Darkness. One day Sharon had him like, Ozzy, go clean out the litter box. And he comes like shoveling and he's like, I'm the effing Prince of Darkness. Because he's holding the litter box. It's really.
And he's still got to do it anyway, you know.
Yeah, they're great. No, they're great. Yesterday we were listening to Ozzy's Boneyard and he was actually DJing on.
Yeah, that was surprising to hear him really do cool. that. I was like, whoa, Ozzy's on. Cool.
So then back, wrapping it around again, The Simple Life with Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Again, not your speed, but all this stuff was very groundbreaking.
Click.
Yeah. Well, and she's another one,
I'm
too.
I'm not saying, and again, everybody likes their thing. I'm just saying me. Click.
Her book, I mean, I can't say I'm surprised. Her book was fantastic. Mm. I learned a lot. These girls, I don't care what anybody says, they are far from stupid. Far, far from stupid.
Well, Kim Kardashian included. Yeah, I'm not taking nothing away from them, but I'm not saying, I'm not giving them, you know, much of props either because, you know, a lot of things were handed. I'm not saying they haven't jumped on them. I'm not trying to knock that. I know.
And they can't control that.
They ate it up, which is great. They did their thing. I give them credit for that. Yeah.
And men, and I'll say this to you on repeat. There are a lot of heiresses and heirs.
Yeah, no, I walked back. I said, you know, I'm not taking up.
Give her credit.
They were handy. Yeah, I give her. No.
And another thing I'll give her credit for, if anybody's seen the show, The Program, which we watched a couple weeks ago about those kind of like boarding schools where they were taking people in and not only disciplining them with a heavy hand, but abusing them. Paris Hilton pioneered that whole movement.
Oh, that's where we're going. Okay.
Unbeknownst to her parents, was sent away to this kind of home for girls when she was in high school. And
what you read? You said you read her book?
I read Paris Hilton's book.
Oh, that's cool.
But she talks about it in the book, but then she was on, I don't know if you remember, she was on the end of the show, and Program is probably now like number 6 on Netflix for most watched shows currently. But it was a great show, and she really kind of was the one who brought that all to light. What happens is these problem children, they basically open up these schools and they prey on vulnerable parents who have nowhere to turn. My kids using drugs.
I like that platform, the way they use that. That's very encouraging. You know, they give back. That's what I love about them.
But the sad thing is, though, I think you're missing the point. They're not giving back. They're preying on vulnerable parents.
I thought you told me still back on Hilton. That's why I said.
Hilton is.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
But these schools aren't.
Okay. I know. I heard about it. Yeah.
Is getting into the show, The Program. Again, I don't want to get too far down the rabbit hole, but people like Paris Hilton turning that stuff for good. Kim Kardashian is big on prison reform.
Like I said, I was trying to give it back to them too. Yeah. I wasn't saying that, you know, the reality and the whole thing, but they did, you know, they rolled with it. They got what they got, but then they rolled and they did their thing, which is great. You know,
well, listen,
I give them some ups for that. Yeah.
And I would give anything. Hopefully someday Kim Kardashian will be sitting in that chair.
All right, that'd be great. You know, you'll be in heaven. I know that. I would too. I'd be, you know, be like, oh, hey, Kim, you know, even though I don't watch a lot, but
hubba hubba. I think she's arguably one of the most beautiful.
I think she's very pretty. Don't get me wrong. I think she's very pretty. Yeah.
So anyway, then along came also competitive reality TV, Survivor.
Now you're coming back to my.
That's fun stuff. Here's another piece of useless knowledge is that I sent in a video application to Survivor. And
I did too back in the day. Actually, my father, not my father, my mother and my aunt.
Oh, okay.
So they did it for, you know, they were, and I didn't know they did. I didn't. It was nothing.
Well, I sent in a video application Survivor and got a call back.
Did you? I didn't get no call.
And I found out that I was pregnant with Molly. So obviously, it kind of got in the way of things. But
wow, that would have been an experience. I would love to do that. Yeah. I would love to do that.
Well, at the time, everybody that knew me had said, like, that is the show for you. Like, that's something, at this point in my life, I have no desire to be cold or hungry.
My MS. I mean, I'm saying back in the day when I was.
Wait.
I'm not trying to get myself all that, but I was pretty.
You should have like an MS survivor. See how that all works out. All you can have is your medication.
That's it. I need my MS medication. That's all.
Yes.
Or else I'll be.
Zapping. So moving right along, then along came Netflix.
Netflix was launched in 1997 by two men, Reed Hastings and Mark Randolph. And for $20 a month, you could rent DVDs and mail them in and mail them back. Mm-hmm. And get them in and mail them back.
Oh, you're going to talk about...
You'd order them online, right? And then as time went on, Hastings... And they started kind of capitalizing.
Approached Blockbuster.
They approached Blockbuster and offered a partnership for a small number of...
Stupid is as stupid does. That's all I got to say with this one. Well, go ahead, let it rip.
Yeah, $50 million is what they offered. Could you imagine if they accepted that deal, what it would have been? Blockbuster turned them down, and some argue that is one of the stupidest decisions in the history of American business. So in 2007, Netflix began streaming, and in 2013, they launched their first original series, House of Cards. Then they went on to do great shows like Orange is the New Black, Stranger Things. Hulu came along in 2007. And again, back to what I said, God only knows between Hulu and Peacock and Paramount and Netflix what we're paying. But coming up, when did I get hooked on binging and what have we loved watching together?
Oh,
so
interesting.
Don't go away. We'll see you in a few. Welcome back to The Good Soul. I'm Patty Alvarez, and I'm lucky enough to be sitting next to my lovely, amazing, and a little bit mad at me today, I'll be honest with you, husband. But he's doing a great job at hiding it. But anyway, I know you love me. So anyway, I want to binge with my baby is our topic. So we just went over a little bit about the history of television. We got into some fun stuff on things we like and don't like. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the shows we've kind of bonded over and enjoyed together. So I'm going to start reading off kind of in rapid fire shows that we've liked.
This is for the audience, I believe.
It's so for the people. Audience.
All right. Okay, let me try my best.
You guys can relate. We grapple with what are we watching? Is it a him show? Is it a her show?
She says grapple. It's usually what she decides, so let's leave it there.
All right, well, here's why that's the case. Because pretty much when I go horizontal, within about, what would you say, 1 to 10 minutes,
you could be out in 30 seconds. Yeah. And this is no lie. I never saw anything like it, and I'm jealous about it. I'm jealous. I'm jealous. I never saw anybody fall asleep the way you fall asleep. Yeah. Never.
We'll be mid-conversation. And here's the interesting thing about me, and I recognize this about myself, is that I'm not tired. Like, I'm like this, talking, and then all of a sudden...
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
I'm not one to, like, give
a second
like,
later. It's just so like, tired. I'm in mid-conversation, all of a sudden, just pause for a second, because something comes on, then I turn. Did you really see that? I'm like, what the... You're sleeping.
And then I hear... And you know when you're, like, half asleep, and you're like, I don't want to move, because it's almost like, it's so euphoric, you're laying there, like, all happy, and I hear you laugh, and then next thing I know, I hear machine guns in my head, and I can't... Oh. Sleep. I'm wide awake again listening to war battles and stuff. Anyway, let's start with
action.
Start with kind of a semi chick show. So, probably 7 years ago, I was in the lobby at the studio and I dropped a 8x4 piece of plywood on my toe and it shattered. And long story short, I had to get toe surgery. So, rewinding a little bit, I have to say, because I've always been a workaholic and I'm always on this quest for got to be better, got to do more, I would always kind of walk around saying, I really don't watch TV. I'm more of a reader.
Oh,
yeah. I thought
that.
I was
you
too cool.
You did that with me. You were doing that in the beginning with me. I'm a reader. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Give me that remote.
Give me the remote. You're
well,
right? Okay,
I think that's part of why I never saw a show like Friends, because that was like the height of my I'm a reader phase. But anyway, so I get this toe surgery and I'm basically stuck at home for I think it's like 5 days where I can't leave the bed. So I like kind of with one eye open end up finding myself on Big Little Lies.
Oh, that was all right. Lies. I mean, I got to get nothing away
from
it. Nicole
Kidman, Shailene Woodley, Reese Witherspoon. Fantastic
put
show.
Put you down the steps.
Don't spoil. Oh. We can't spoil anything. Well, that's not a spoiler because you don't say who did it.
Yeah, because
but
that's
anyway,
what happened. That's the story. Who did it?
Who did it? Exactly. So me being the woman of extremes I am, I go from I don't watch TV to watching the entire first season in one night. I remember I was up to like 4 in the morning. Binging. That's a binge. Yeah. And that's I couldn't stop. It was a, and anybody who hasn't seen Big Lebowski, you must watch. But that's my story. That's kind of was my entree into the magical, mystical, and most fascinating world of binge watching.
Came from the reader's side down to the clicking side.
I switched to the dark side. I still read, but I'm more or less, I mostly listen at this point.
I'm a history guy, math guy, science guy, and you get all your information from clicking and watching YouTube and everything else is on TV now, streaming everything.
Another fun thing you watch is kind of like Chive TV at Hickory Tavern. You put on YouTube and you watch these like 1 minute clips of disasters or.
There's all that too. But there's a lot of educational stuff out there too. If you filter and do it right, you can learn. There's so much.
What did it look like?
That's what I do. That's home learning.
Yeah.
So much information.
What do you even look for on YouTube when you look for those shows?
I don't look. They pop. They just pop. If you see it, I just click it just to see what it's about. And sometimes it's just stupid.
The man is watching and listening to everything we do and say to the point when you put on YouTube, you don't even have to enter in anything into the search bar because they even know.
Right. Kind of freaky.
It's kind of freaky.
Sometimes, how about that game? Remember I asked you? I said, man, can they see me? They put out the character look just like me. How did they do that, man? Who just like me,
what's
man?
The,
like,
what's
man.
The name of the game you play?
Ebony.
Ebony? Yeah. Ladies, does any of your husbands play Ebony? I would love to know because I've never seen anything like it. All right, rapid fire. Here we go.
Go.
Some of our favies. Ozark.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Fantastic show. Fantastic.
Marty and Wendy, like, kill it. And if anybody, like, somebody like my sister.
I wasn't a Bateman fan either, but I learned a lot.
He won me over in that show.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He's fantastic. No, I think Jason Bateman is Jason or Justin. Jason Bateman. Great job. Okay. Stranger Things.
I didn't like that too, believe it or not. No, it's almost like a kid's show kind of, but it was nice.
That's fantastic. It reminded me a lot of the book It. Same like storyline and same vibe. Yeah. I loved Stranger Things so much that I actually made the theme song. My cell phone rang at one point. Yeah, I love it. I think Winona Ryder did a great job on that show. Fantastic. All right, here's one I love. And this falls into a very unique category. And guys, what do you think? Shows that we watch, but there's so many seasons and we love them so much, we don't want to eat through them right away. American Horror Story.
Yeah, I mean, I like it, but not as much as you. You love that show.
Oh, I love American Horror Story.
I do, too. I do. Yeah. I mean, I do, granted, but not as much as you do. You really love that show.
Season 3, Coven, is probably one of my favorite times. Yeah, I want that house.
No, I have no problem saying no.
I want to live there. I want to be with those girls. I want to hang out with Stevie Nicks. I mean,
and that's what Benjamin, they made some ching on that movie.
On the show.
On the show, I mean. You know what I'm saying?
It's FX.
It's just got that flowing. Now everybody wanted to be. Now you see all these different stars showing up on that show.
Produced.
You know what I'm saying? So that came a long way. I mean, it was just them four, and it's them four most of the time, every show, right?
Jessica Lange. I can't remember the name of that young man. That woman, the blonde hair. She's married to the older lady. I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound.
But like you said, they started bringing all the characters. Stevie Nicks. I mean, I could go on and on with all the other characters they brought on that show. It's pretty cool.
Lots of cameos. Yeah, it's fantastic. The Haunting of the Hill House. Do you remember that one?
No.
Okay. We'll pass. Yellow Jackets, we haven't finished yet.
You know, they tried to stretch it out too far, I think. But then they started stretching. You're like, come on.
I'm a little bit like that with Handmaids. I'm like,
I told you at the beginning. Please. After it was good, done.
Yeah,
that was
it's
it.
Time.
And then it was repetitive. Just kind of almost the same stuff.
Yeah.
Whoa.
All right, we're going to get into a little bit of chick vision. When he's in a really good mood, I don't even ask, right? And you're so sweet to me all the time, except when you're not. I'm only kidding.
I always give you the clicker. Always.
And he calls it the clicker. Isn't that adorable?
Not the remote. The
Hello, 1980. They want the remote
what's
control
that?
Name.
Adam? It's, what's his name? He's got the click. You never saw the click movie?
Yes, I did.
Click. Okay.
I love
all
that.
Right.
That was really funny. Adam Sandler. Yeah. Okay, so we're getting a little bit into chick vision. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, genius.
I'll bend for that one a little bit. That wasn't bad. I mean, like I said, though, they drag it too far. Now,
a little bit.
There you go.
Well, now
then it's
done.
The same thing
They're
over.
They're done.
Yeah.
They're done. But, okay, deny it all you want, but I saw you side-eyeing the TV, Downton Abbey.
Yeah, okay. Come All on. Right, I'll give it. No, it's just that.
Mr. Bates? Mr. Carson?
Yeah, oh, again. It, you know, and when you're, you know, you like the dresses and all that stuff.
Okay.
That's very nice. I mean, especially somebody like you that's into fashion and stuff and seeing that stuff, I understand where you're coming from that.
I mean, Mary's costumes made my mouth literally water sometimes. And the here's the rub. And I can't believe I was late to the party with Downton Abbey, kind of like the affair, late to the party. But they had a traveling exhibit. They were at, what is it, Nashville? The big castle? Come on.
I don't know.
It's not Belleville. The big castle in Nashville.
Oh, where we Wednesday?
Biltmore. The Biltmore.
Yeah.
So the Downton Abbey exhibit was at the Biltmore where they recreated.
Oh, really?
Yep, they recreated.
That would have been cool. See, that's, I know you would have loved that. Even I would have liked to find that interesting.
Okay, so hello, we bought
the culture and stuff.
Yeah, but Manny and I just built a house. So if I say I'm going to like buy a box of paper clips, it's like, don't overspend. So they just had the, I wanted to go hop on a plane and go to Chicago because the exhibit was in Chicago. I think it ended in March. And he was like, can you wait on that one, honey?
That's all, man.
We really need to finish the downstairs.
That's what we're in the middle of downstairs. Let's knock that out.
He needs a tractor. So no Downton Abbey exhibit.
I need a tractor. I have to get a tractor. Right, I can't walk.
We have a golf cart for now. But okay, so here's a good one. Euphoria. We talked about this in the car yesterday.
Yes. I
genius.
I like that one character. That's what got me on the show.
Yeah.
You know, his name, you know, rest in peace.
Shame. I know. Absolutely. Fezco. His name is Angus. Oh, I can't remember his last name.
That kid was so cool. Yeah. I thought he was good. Well, and that was him, though, naturally. Did you see him off camera? He acts like that, man.
I know. Yeah.
Watching
the end of Euphoria, the ends of the episodes, like when they had Labyrinth on, which Labyrinth to me was genius. That soundtrack was one of my favorite soundtracks of all time.
He's got talent.
He's got major talent. Yeah. But that was fun watching kind of the behind the scenes stuff. But there was also a lot of stuff like for our generation where there's still a lot of things that our daughters find normal and like they don't even bat an eye at that we take no issue with that we're like, wow, watching all these different
but a lot of these shows that were back in the day, you wouldn't even be on now.
Well, and I know, and I give major props crazy, to the kids today who are so open-minded.
Yes, that's all I'm asking, just to be open-minded. That's the best thing to do. Approach reality and be open-minded to everything.
Yeah, well, and it gives you the opportunity to humanize people, which is great. And Euphoria did a great job at that. So I'm going to cut us off at Euphoria because I could literally go on for days.
I know
this
you love that
episode,
show.
Literally this episode could be 30 segments. So,
we could go
guys,
on.
In our last
Sopranos,
episode,
that's all I got to say.
In our last segment, we're going to talk a little bit more about shows we love and where is the movie industry going? We have some predictions for you, so we'll see when we're back. Back, everybody. This is The Good Soul, and we are on episode 11. And how thrilled am I? I want you on every episode, not just today. It's so much fun. And time goes
so sweet.
Too fast. No, I mean it. Time goes too fast when you're on. But again,
I'll stay in my corner over there and take care of tech.
We are going to get a Manny cam eventually. But in the meantime, this episode 11 is entitled I Want to Binge with My Baby. So we're going to pick up where we talked a little bit about Euphoria, and we talked about Downton Abbey, but we didn't talk about Bridgerton, which was another fan favorite.
You're a fan.
Yeah. Me fan. I don't even think you knew anything. You like Downton Abbey, even the Kardashians, sometimes Vanderpump, like I'll see you like once in a while.
Because it's
like,
on, you know me.
Yeah,
I,
you'll, like, ask
I'm
a question,
always,
like,
my mind don't stop. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'll watch.
Yeah, now he'll be like, hey, wasn't he making out with her last night? Or like, he'll catch on. What's his name again?
Because this shit's, you know how I am with movies.
Yeah,
like, I pick up
really...
everything. It's something about, I don't know, TV. I mean, I pick out, remember, we go look at shows, watch movies. I'm like, did you see what they did? You see that? That's not right. They shouldn't do that.
Well, Love is Blind. Oh my God, I've been watching Love is Blind. I'm on season 3. And oh my God,
I'm blind to that.
I was driving the car and it was the reunion, so I knew all their voices. So I literally listened in the car because I'm like, I miss it. I want to watch it right now. But here's the trick. If I really feel bad and I don't want to make you watch eight episodes in a row, say, of Love is Blind. And what we do, and I'm sure you guys will agree, I put my earbuds in.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And I'll watch it on my phone, and I don't mind at all. It's fine.
Whatever, yeah.
The phone gives me the same thrill as the big screen. And
well, I don't know about that. I love the big screen. Like, yeah. I don't want to jump the gun, but, you know, when you go to the movies, that's one thing you go to movies for.
I know.
You know, that big screen.
We saw Godzilla versus, or Kong versus Godzilla.
Patty's favorite.
I looked at the TV twice, the screen twice. We were the only people in the theater.
I love CGI. I love how far we came with that. I love CGI. I can't believe they do it like that.
I don't like how in the movie, like, they're in Cairo and they're literally like Godzilla's like on a building. I'm like, how many people just died? And it's like,
you watch any kind of movie, everybody's dying almost the time anyway. Even your show, the one that gets, you know, the guy that dies is based on the guy falling. I don't want to ruin anybody.
Oh, 6 feet under.
And the other one, dude, the guy falling himself. The lady. I'm not going to say. I got to stop it there. I don't want to ruin anybody. Yeah. You know.
All right, so let's go through some more of our favorites before we get
out of control.
And we can
get
back to the
movies. Going way out of here. Go ahead.
Because I did have my laptop out yesterday during the movie. Danny was good. My nephew was here. He's getting a little annoyed at me. Okay. So, Outer Banks, a little teeny boppery, but we loved Outer Banks.
Outer Banks.
And they just started, I'm following one of them, a few of the characters on Instagram. They just started shooting season 4, I think we're on now, if I'm not mistaken.
Pretty sure it is 4. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Shameless, I love. I think William H. Macy is great. Of course, it goes without saying, Jeremy Allen White, who also did The Beef. Or The Bear, fantastic. But Shameless, I
saw a movie with him too. With Efron,
Zac Efron, yeah, the wrestling movie.
Yeah.
Who was that about?
It's about the brothers in Texas. Remember? They all died except for the one.
Yeah,
there was four of them. Three of them died.
Yeah, their father.
Remember at the end of the movie they all meet and
another spoiler.
They are.
I hope you guys didn't.
Oh my gosh, it came up again. I'm again. Oh, sorry. No, let's cut that.
Yeah, no, I think Jeremy Allen White was fantastic in that movie. I think he's fantastic in Shameless. Sometimes, I think TV Now is next level. Like, you feel these people in your veins. It's so riveting.
Because you're growing with them over the years.
You're growing, and you're almost like feeling the feelings that they're feeling. And Shameless, sometimes I have to hit pause because it taps into like the loser, the I'm not good enough in me, I start comparing myself. I'm like, am I that bad? No, I'm nothing like William H. Macy and Shameless. But still, sometimes that show will give me like the ick on the inside a little bit. But I'm not necessarily going in chronological order, but I think moreover, I want to inspire people who are looking for good shows to watch because God knows I'm always
You know what you got to do? You got to come up with a list.
I'm going to put a list. A list of our favorites in the comments on our website. And also, of course, on our Facebook page. But The Gentleman was fantastic.
Gentleman was pretty good. The movie and then the knockoff from it.
Yeah. And it was Guy Ritchie, but it was kind of like Guy
Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie
did both of them.
Guy Ritchie, yeah. It was Guy Ritchie light, though. Like, sometimes Guy Ritchie can get very dialogue-y, hard to understand. And I felt it was very easy to follow.
It was put together well, I thought,
Yeah.
Underground and leaving it at that, and I don't want to ruin again.
Yeah. No, it was
say
a great
too
show.
Much. I don't know when to shut my mouth.
Do you remember You?
You, yes.
It's a little chickish, a little teeny bopperish, but you watched it with me. You hung for that one.
I hung for it because you put it on, and I told you. I give you the clicker.
You gave me the clicker.
Give you the clicker.
Okay, so The Bear.
Like The Bear. It was good.
Season 2, episode 8 with Jamie Lee Curtis, to me, is arguably the best acting television I've ever seen in my life. And if you have an Italian mother, you will understand. My mother was not at all that like crazy like her in that show. But, oh my God, that was... I go back and watch that episode when I'm bored, just like for the heck of it.
It was funny.
Yeah.
It was funny. I don't want to say too much because I start talking and then I ruin the movie for everybody.
Yeah.
Sorry, people.
Well, no. I mean, listen, when she drove the car right through the front of the house.
I was going to say that. You told me not to ruin the movie. Come on.
That's why I said it. The Beef was amazing. Very stressful. But remember, it was the two, I think they were Chinese, if I'm not mistaken.
The what?
The Beef, where they got into a fight and the girl gave the guy the finger out her car. It was a road rage incident. And then they spend the whole show.
This is the sitcom, The Beef?
The Beef, it was one season.
I don't know.
You don't remember The Beef?
No.
When I show you the trailer, you'll remember.
Yeah, I'll be like, oh, wait, I saw that.
This kind of dynasty we went through, I miss Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, I was on top characters. I'm on top
we
of that.
We love that. We also
love that show.
Sons of Anarchy, I'll go back and watch. I love that show. Also, we haven't watched the Mayans yet. We have to do that. Also, Queen of the
Mayans
South.
I started.
You know, we should restart.
I didn't
it.
Do it because, it was, like I said, it's a runoff from, you know, almost of what Sons of Anarchy did it. Yeah. So now it's just a runoff. It's not, you know, I don't.
Yeah.
Not as interesting, but still interesting.
I'm going to bang down a few, and then we're going to kind of switch gears a little bit. The Queen's Gambit, the chess show. You don't remember that?
Nope.
You don't remember the Queen's Gambit about the young girl who plays chess, Anna Taylor?
Probably, but you know what? If I saw it, probably.
Okay.
But again, I don't know.
Maid.
Okay.
Yep. Just Maid. That is Allie. What's her name? Not Allie McGraw. Ooh, I can't think of her name now. The girl from St. Elmo's Fire. Allie McGovern.
You know,
it's not
names.
Coming to me. It's her daughter. Genius. Jennifer Coolidge, The White Lotus. We love that.
That was
we
good. That was that was.
Great.
That was good. That was good. The first one was really kicked it off. I like the first one. Well, that's what got everything rolling.
I know. I'm sad what happened at the end of the second one, but I'm not going to say it. Succession, we loved, right? The dynasty of the Roy family.
Yes,
oh my God, how could we not talk about, of course, Yellowstone?
It was in the top, it was in the headline too. I should have been cut off that soon. He got all upset because he was, oh man, I'm going to ruin it again. I can't do it.
No, Succession is great. Yellowstone, because every girl could use a little rip in her jeans.
Yeah, whatever with the rip in the jeans.
Listen, we all get crazy, and Rip rides her like a carousel, man. He is so good at handling the crazy in Beth. And for that, I tip my hat to the creators of Yellowstone.
Oh, you tip his... Oh, yeah, look at that. A little cowboy thing. That's
well,
pretty good.
Well, because they make us all... They make me feel not so crazy.
Like I said, I'm a Costner, you know, fan. I like Costner. You know,
yeah. And then there's some one-offs. Fall of the House of Usher was based on the work of Poe. That was fantastic. We happened to watch that on Halloween, which was great. I love my true crime. I'm always Sidney Bishop.
So do I. I mean, I think most people find it interesting. Just people thinking, man.
Well, and it makes you really be like, maybe I'm not so bad. I didn't go out and murder my husband and kids.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
No, sometimes it gets a little crazy.
I know. Well,
just a note. Not saying, you know, not. It's a great, you know, I like true crime myself.
True crimes are great. One right now, the Homicide.
But it just keeps
people
thinking, my God, this is really reality. People really do this?
I know.
Freaking crazy.
It is crazy what people are capable of and what a moment can do. And a lot of times it is regular, everyday people that kind of snap, so.
Everyday people.
Be careful.
Yeah, you could walk, look next to you, like, oh, maybe this one.
Sleep with one eye open. Just kidding. Anyway, and then there's some fun, like The Greatest Night in Hollywood was the behind the scenes for the We Are the World documentary, which is
great. Oh, yeah, that was pretty good, the documentaries. I love documentaries.
So I think you're really fantastic and forgiving and kind of accommodating to me, and I appreciate that. We have some ones.
Throw a comment to me?
A compliment?
Yeah, did you?
I compliment you like a bunny.
I won't even blame. I want to say thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, that's live. I want to make sure I acknowledge
you
want that.
You want to document it.
Yes. Not that. It's just to say thank you.
All right. Here's what we need to hit. We haven't done these yet. Schitt's Creek, Grey's Anatomy, House, Big Bang Theory, Parks and Rec, Breaking Bad, you've seen. I haven't. Suits, Good Girls. Sandy was like chin on floor that we haven't seen Good Girls.
I haven't.
Weeds, Entourage, another chin on floor. The Office, The Walking Dead, I haven't seen all of.
I saw Road.
The Wire, you keep dying.
Love The Wire.
Yeah.
You got to watch that.
And Weeds.
And a lot, if you go back to The Wire, there's a lot of characters that you're going to find familiar now that are doing a lot better than they did then.
Yeah.
They actually launched their careers.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good. It's pretty good. If you really watch it, you get into it. And me and Randy, when I had my knees done from, you know, my
you watch The Wire. ACL.
Your
knee
stuff.
Surgery.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so guys, make notes. Go back and watch this episode again. I am not afraid for the fate of the big screen because theaters have survived.
I hope
television.
They do. Just keep the prices low, man.
Well, theaters have survived television. They've survived DVD, VCR.
Yeah, and but this attack on them now, it's really strong. From people being home and being convenience of the home and getting everything they want through streaming.
They're surviving streaming, but... But really what needs to happen is they need to, I think, collaborate with the Hulu and Netflix.
Get everybody involved to save it. Because I love AMC. I love the movies.
I
love the big screen.
Sure.
Now the chairs. You know, the big chairs now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. So Please, I say we all need to support our local movie theaters. We had such a great time yesterday.
Yeah, guys, it was fun. And we were the only ones in the theater, too.
Know,
that was the best.
For ourselves. The time goes way too quickly. But, baby, we got to wrap this show up.
Oh.
I know it's time. Oh. So I want to thank you for joining us today. It is always our hope that somehow we leave you either inspired or feeling happier than you did when you tuned in to us.
With a smile on your face.
Catch up with us on all your favorite platforms, or you can check us out on 105.9 FM WSIC from 9 to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings. So thank you for being with us. We love you. Peace. Amen. All the best. Until next week, we will see you. Thank you, baby. I love you.
Have a good one.